Good morning, everyone. Good morning, and welcome to our annual shareholder meeting. I'm Jennifer Spaude, Director of Investor Relations and Marketing at Inventus. Before we begin today, I would like to introduce our board chair. I'd like to refer you to the safe harbor statement on the screen beside me. I'll remind you today that our discussion includes forward-looking statements and non-GAAP financial metrics. Any forward-looking statements are based on current expectations, estimates, and projections about our industry in which we operate and management's beliefs and assumptions at this time. Such forward-looking statements are subject to certain risks and uncertainties. A complete discussion of the factors and risks associated with our business is contained in our filings with the SEC and specifically our annual Form 10-K report. Reconciliation of any non-GAAP measures to the most directly comparable GAAP measures will be filed with the SEC and posted on our website. I'd also please advise you that the audio for this annual meeting is being recorded for playback purposes and will be available along with our presentation on the Investor Relations section of our website. At this time, I'd like to introduce Diane DuBray, Chair of the Hickory Tech Board.
Good morning, and thank you. I think spring is here, so this weather's fabulous. Welcome to our annual shareholders meeting. On behalf of our board of directors and management team, I'd like to thank you for joining us today. The agenda for this morning is as follows. We will conduct the business portion of our meeting first, which will be followed by a company overview by Inventus President and Chief Executive Officer John Finke, and information on the company's financial results by Chief Financial Officer David Christensen. We will allow time for questions following the presentations. At this time, I will convene the company's 2014 shareholder meeting. I'd like to first introduce our board of directors. I'll ask each of them to stand and remain standing until all the directors have been introduced. Myrita Craig is Chief Operating Officer of the YMCA of Greater Cincinnati and serves as President of Black Book HR Group. She is currently the Vice Chair of the Hickory Tech Board. Robert Alton is retired Chairman, President, and CEO of Hickory Tech. Lyle Bolsacker is retired President of CEO Advisors, Inc. James Brackey is President of National Green Gas, LLC. John Finke serves as Inventus President and CEO. Dr. Wynn Carney is a retired senior surgeon, previously with Orthopedic and Fracture Clinic. And Dale Parker is CFO, Chief Operating Officer, and Treasurer for Image Sensing Systems. Thank you. You may be seated. This meeting was called by a notice and proxy statement mailed on March 24th to all shareholders of Hickory Tech Common Stock as of March 14, 2014. A list of registered shareholders entitled to vote at this meeting is available for inspection just outside the room. Our transfer agent, Broadridge, has certified shareholder list as well. We have with us today John Commerce from Broadridge as the inspector of today's election. Voting at today's meeting has been conducted by a proxy vote. Any shareholder who has not voted his or her proxy may vote in person at this time. If you've already submitted your proxy via phone, mail, or internet, and you do not wish to change your vote, you do not need to complete another ballot, as your vote will be cast as it was designated on your original proxy. There are ballots available for any shareholder who has not yet voted. If you've not yet voted, please raise your hand, and someone will provide you with a ballot right now. These ballots should be returned at this time to the proxy official. It's been reported to me by our proxy official that approximately 11 million shares, or 81% of Hickory Tech's shares outstanding, have been voted. Therefore, this meeting has been duly called and a quorum is present. There are four items for consideration by shareholders at this meeting. The first proposal is for election of three directors to serve each a three-year term. The three directors nominated for re-election for a three-year term are Robert Alton, Jr., R. Wynn Carney, Jr., and Dale Parker. Director nominations are submitted in advance and must comply with the requirements of our bylaws. No other nominations were submitted, so I declare the director nominations closed. The second proposal is for an approval and amendment to our Articles of Incorporation to change our corporate name to Inventus Corporation. The third proposal is for approval and amendment of company bylaws to eliminate the maximum age requirement associated with a director standing for election. And the fourth proposal is for the ratification of Moss Adams LLP as the company's independent registered accounting firm and auditors for 2014. Although stockholder ratification of the audit committee's selection of the independent auditor is not required, the audit committee will take into consideration this shareholder vote. A partner from Moss Adams, Greg Amond, is here today, and I ask him to stand at this time. Here's Greg. Thank you. Based on preliminary report from our proxy official, the company holds sufficient votes to conclude that a majority of the shares have been voted and cast in favor of election of each director in Proposal 1. We have affirmative votes for Robert Alton Jr., R. Wynn Carney Jr., and Dale Parker. Regarding Proposal 2, the amendment to our Articles of Incorporation to change our corporate name to Inventus Corporation, the company holds sufficient votes to conclude that more than 66% or the majority of shares have been cast in favor of this proposal. Thank you. We are now Inventus Corporation, and our corporate name will be aligned with our service brand. The company's stock will begin trading under the new ticker symbol, ENVE, later this week. Regarding the third proposal, the majority of shareholders approved an amendment of the company bylaws to eliminate the maximum age requirement associated with a director standing for election. Regarding the fourth and final proposal, the majority of shareholders ratified Moss Adams as the company's independent registered accounting firm and auditors for 2014. The final results of today's shareholder meeting will be filed in Form 8K as required by the Securities and Exchange Commission. I would entertain a motion for adjournment of the business meeting at this point. Thank you. At this time, we'll move into the company presentation, and I'll ask John Finke, Inventus President and Chief Executive Officer, to provide an update of the company's strategic plan.
Thank you, Diane. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for taking time out of your schedules to attend our meeting this morning. I'd like to thank you for your vote on approving our name change, and we are very excited to move forward as Inventus Corporation. And if you have just a minute here. Thank you very much for that vote. We've continued to move our company forward and made a lot of changes, and we're looking forward to moving forward and representing our company from the sum of our total parts. Today, I'm going to provide you an update on that transformation of Inventus, our strategy, and the key initiatives going forward. But first, I'd like to introduce my executive team and ask that they stand as I introduce them. David Christensen is Senior Vice President and Chief Financial Officer. Carol Wersbinski is Chief Operating Officer. Lane Nordquist is Chief Information Officer and President of Information Solutions. Mary Jacobs is Vice President of Human Resources. And Jennifer Spouty is Director of Investor Relations and Marketing. Thank you all for a very successful 2013. Before I go any further, too, I also know that there are some retired board members and also some retirees here, and just thank you for all your leadership and help over the past several years as well. All right. From Hickory Tech's roots, we have embraced change throughout our history and created opportunities along the way. Our transformation from a telephone company into a leading business and broadband solutions provider has occurred over time and has required adaptability, stability, and commitment. As our industry, technology, and the regulatory environment continue to evolve, so will Inventus. Through this transformation, you'll see the bright lights of our data centers, our lit communities, and our regional fiber network create opportunities for Inventus. We continue to embrace the change our industry offers while we position Inventus for the future. The transformation of our company has taken place over several eras. We were founded as a local telephone company with a goal to provide better service to Mankato residents. From our roots, we expanded, entered new lines of business, and then, in the late 1990s, embraced the opportunity to expand and compete throughout southern Minnesota and in the Des Moines, Iowa area, offering business and broadband solutions. In 2006, after recently acquired Aventis, we sharpened our focus on providing advanced business fiber network services and IT solutions. In the following years, we further expanded our network services in Minneapolis, northern Minnesota, Fargo, North Dakota, and other areas. This year, we take on a unified brand and will expand our cloud-based services, providing more value for business customers. Each of these milestones leads us to our position today. The transformation of our company is very clear when you look at a snapshot of Aventis today. The new Aventis is a leading business and broadband solutions provider. Our revenue of $189 million at the end of 2013, and our EBITDA totaled $47 million. Our regional fiber networks is one of the most extensive in the state, with 4,200 fiber route miles reaching the Dakotas, Iowa, and into Wisconsin. We're publicly traded on NASDAQ, and our new ticker symbol will be ENVE. We are paying a dividend for more than 65 years. We have 520 employees today, and our headquarters is in Mankato, with offices in the Twin Cities, Duluth, Rochester, Fargo, and in Iowa. We have strong roots and a history of providing 116 years of service. While our name has changed, our core values and our commitment to our customers and to our communities is stronger than ever. I'd like to spend a few minutes talking to you about our unified brand strategy. Previously, we had a two-brand strategy, leveraging both Aventis and Hickory Tech, depending on the service area. Last fall, we changed our brand to Aventis in our telecom markets, and today we take on a new corporate name, Aventis Corporation. As the scope and scale of our capabilities has expanded, and the timing is right to position us and our company based on the sum of our total parts. Leveraging one strong brand allows us to gain meaningful recognition as a leading business and broadband service provider in the upper Midwest. It also simplifies our communications and allows us to provide a better value and a better customer experience, enabling synergies and realizing the full marketing potential of our brand investments. We are very excited to be fully aligned as Aventis. Now I've got a short video to share with you today, you know, highlighting Aventis and where we've been and where we're going. So let's take a look.
Technology unites us. It expands our world, both at work and at home. It maximizes productivity and enables unlimited possibilities. And Aventis is the trusted partner when it comes to connecting people across the Upper Midwest with business and broadband solutions that enrich how they work and live. Aventis provides connectivity and communication solutions to national carriers, businesses of all sizes, and residential customers. Few providers have the depth and breadth to compete with our product and service portfolio, our technical expertise, and our local support. We are not only committed to providing value to our customers, we're also committed to growing our company and providing returns to our shareholders. For more than 65 years, we've paid a quarterly dividend, showing our strong commitment to providing an ongoing return to our shareholders. Nearly 80% of our revenue is from business and broadband services, demonstrating the success we've had at executing our strategy and creating a more diverse and stronger revenue stream for our company. Aventis is expanding its managed and hosted cloud services, providing even more value for businesses and enabling them to leverage the many benefits of cloud services, including eliminating the need for large capital expenditures, delivering enterprise-class solutions, no matter the size of the business, and streamlining vendor management and billing. While our portfolio of strategic services continues to expand, so does our regional fiber network, which now spans 4,200 route miles across the upper Midwest, from Fargo to Des Moines, Duluth to the Twin Cities, and to Mankato, where Inventus is headquartered. We're leading the way as a business and broadband provider. And Inventus is deeply committed to making the communities it serves a better place through investments in broadband infrastructure, to investments in the community through financial support and employee volunteerism. Through our foundation, Inventus has provided millions of dollars to nonprofit organizations that make a difference.
Thank you, Inventus!
Additionally, employees at Inventus give of their time and talents, volunteering with organizations that strengthen the communities we serve. Inventus employees volunteered more than 16,000 hours last year. Being a good steward in the communities we serve is deeply rooted in our company values, along with working with pride and unwavering integrity to serve our customers, listening to our customers to consistently meet and exceed their expectations, and providing innovative and reliable communication services. As business evolves and technology changes, Inventus will be there with the products, the services, and the support to keep our customers connected. Inventus, responsive, local, committed.
All right, I hope you enjoyed the video. And if you look around the room, you will probably see many of those people in here that started at a certain point in time in that video. So see if you can pick them out and introduce yourself to them later. Many of them were employees. Now I'd like to share with you a few of the financial metrics that demonstrate the growth and diversification that we've been able to accomplish here at Inventus. When we look back to 2006, nearly half of our revenue was from our traditional telecom services. Since that time, we've significantly grown revenue, adding $56 million of new revenue at a 5.2% compound annual growth rate. 79% of our revenue was from business and broadband services at the end of 2013. You can also see our transformation through our EBITDA growth. EBITDA is a key metric we use in calculating shareholder value, and our compound annual growth rate for EBITDA was 4.7% since 2006, growing from $34 million to $47 million. Fiber and data EBITDA, which is the blue piece of the pie up here, has grown from being 11% in 2006 to 43% of our total EBITDA in 2013, and is on pace to deliver more than half of our total EBITDA in 2014. Our network covers a lot of geography, and throughout our regional fiber footprint, we focus on several core areas: Fargo, North Dakota, Northern Minnesota, Minneapolis and St. Paul, Southern Minnesota and Northwest Iowa, and Des Moines, Iowa. Over the past several years, we've built an extensive long-haul fiber network that consists of more than 4,200 route miles of fiber. Going forward, our focus will be on adding targeted fiber access networks within this footprint. Our targeted fiber access network strategy is based on building fiber directly to our business customers, which has a number of benefits for both us and for our customers. We've done research to understand where the best opportunities are in our target regions, and we are building fiber in these areas that will allow us to directly connect to customers. This strategy offers us several benefits. First, it improves the customer experience by allowing us to have more control over the services we provide. We can offer high bandwidth services and provide enhanced, managed and hosted solutions with a direct fiber connection. Second, it's more efficient use of our capital. We can build for less, and it creates operational efficiencies as it is easy for us to support and maintain from an engineering and operational perspective. And third, services on our network generally produce higher margins. This diagram is an example of the last mile fiber distribution strategy, which is key to our growth as we invest in business parks and build out our fiber. As I mentioned earlier, we also see a good opportunity to upsell other in-demand services, such as cloud or hosted and managed services. The next phase of our transformation includes a stronger focus and a move to cloud-based services. This summer, we'll be launching an expanded cloud services. We see a lot of opportunity to bring enterprise-like benefits to small and medium-sized businesses. Our managed and hosted services will include SingleLink, which offers businesses a more unified communication solution, including the most up-to-date phones, voicemail, email, video, instant messaging, mobility, and other enhanced applications. SingleLink offers all the benefits of a unified communication solution, but none of the headaches of managing on-site equipment maintenance and upgrades. Cloud Compute, which enables a business to outsource their business IT infrastructure so they can focus on their business, not on keeping up with technology. Our data protection services include a data backup and recovery, safeguarding data and ensuring business continuity. And Cloud Wi-Fi, a managed wireless network with a secure end guest access that connects to Inventus managed wireless LAN. We'll take the hassle out of managing a wireless network with a powerful, yet secure and reliable, cloud Wi-Fi solution. Each of these services are designed to be reliable, scalable, and simple for our customers to understand. You'll hear more about each of these services in the coming months. We also benefit from having a very diverse customer base, starting with our wholesale customer segment, where we serve large national carriers, service providers, communications providers, internet service providers, and cable companies. We serve enterprise customers with fiber and data network solutions and equipment solutions. Our IP and Cisco expertise is key in being able to provide complex premise and network-based solutions to our enterprise customers. Excuse me. We also see a lot of opportunity across our region in growing our commercial customer segment, which ranges from small to mid-sized businesses. This is the customer segment we are targeting and that will realize many of the benefits from our cloud-based service offerings. And finally, we provide broadband solutions to residential customers across southern Minnesota and northwest Iowa. Our bundle strategy has been key in mitigating legacy service declines and offering a better competitive broadband option to this customer segment. Our transformation is evident in our customer base, in our financial results, and in our strategy. And now I'd like David Christensen to come up and tell you a little bit more of the details on the financial transformation and our shareholder return. David?
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Inventus. I'll pick up on a topic that John already touched on, and that is that we have a terrific transformation story. In 1997, in comparison to now, we had $76 million of revenue. By the late 1990s, we were building our network in southern Minnesota in towns like St. Peter and Nicollet and in Iowa on the west side of Des Moines. We'd begun providing competitive service as a CLEC. We'd become an internet service provider, and we'd launched broadband services, mostly focused on residential customers. By 2005, we had revenue of $93 million and EBITDA of $34 million. Then in 2006, we entered our new era. We acquired Inventus and we became laser focused on growing our fiber network and broadband services, primarily to the business market. We made a couple of additional key acquisitions after 2006, and we have built several new segments of our long haul network over the past 8 years. Today, we have $189 million of revenue and have grown EBITDA to $47 million. Our business plan is relevant. It uses the latest technology, and we expect it to provide us an opportunity to be profitable and to increase shareholder value in the future. John talked about some of the next phases of our growth being focused on expanding fiber directly to businesses and expanding our cloud-based services. This will allow us to continue our transformation story. Last year's $189 million of revenue is 3.3% higher than the year before. The $56 million increase in revenue since 2006 is a 5.2% compound average annual growth over those 7 years. This is $56 million of net growth because during this time, telecom revenues declined from $73 million to $56 million. Our business segments, the core that we acquired in the Inventus acquisition in 2006, had average annual revenue growth of 12% on a compound average annual basis over the 7 years, including organic growth and further acquisitions. Overall, we added $56 million of net new revenue, even with declining telecom revenue. The transformation helped us do that. That is the essence of our strategy. On the right-hand side of the slide, we depict our earnings. EBITDA is one of the strengths of our company. EBITDA is revenue minus cash costs. Another way of explaining EBITDA is that it's operating income with depreciation and amortization added back. EBITDA is a key metric in shareholder value. It represents our cash engine. The value of our company is often measured as a multiple of this cash engine. We achieved solid growth in EBITDA in 2013. Since 2006, we've grown EBITDA $13 million, which gives us a compound average annual growth rate of EBITDA of 4.7% over that time frame. We're continuing our historical debt management style, which is to continuously pay back our debt after our acquisitions. Looking back at the beginning of 2006, we bought Inventus and then proceeded to systematically pay down the debt in the ensuing 5 years. Debt went up in 2012 when we purchased Idea One in Fargo, and once again it's being paid down since then. To the left and to the right of the slide, there's a reference to our ratio of debt to EBITDA, the leverage ratio, which shows that currently we have a debt leverage ratio of 2.8 times the size of our cash engine, EBITDA. A leverage ratio of 2.8 times in our industry is very good. It's so good that it is strategic. The big story here was that since the 2005 purchase of Inventus, we completed two more acquisitions for a total of $35 million, and we invested $177 million of capital expenditures for our network. That's a total of $212 million of investment. Yet our debt is now $10 million lower than it was at the beginning of 2006. That's the power of the bigger cash engine, an engine that produced $334 million of EBITDA over 8 years, allowing us to fund our internal expenditures along the way and to quickly pay off the borrowing that we did for the acquisitions. As a side note, we refinanced our debt late last year. The new facility lowered our interest costs, increased our limits and capacity, as well as provided us more ability to execute on our strategic plans. Our debt facility has a life out to the end of 2019, a 6-year term. We use this slide to depict our dividend payout ratio. It represents the way we actually manage the business. Our cash engine EBITDA is on the far left column. As you go across, the columns show how we use that cash. The excess cash flow on the lower right was used for other strategic objectives, namely the repurchase of company stock and the repayment of our debt. There are a multitude of choices for our cash. We decide the amount we spend on CapEx, the dividends, but we also determine how much to pay down our debt, whether to repurchase shares, etc. It's all about striking a healthy balance. In 2013, we were able to invest $28 million in network expansion, success-based customer fiber builds, and other CapEx needs. We were able to pay the cost of interest and taxes, and that left us with enough to pay our shareholder dividend at a ratio of 83% of free cash flow. 83% is a healthy dividend payout ratio. That's the type of ratio that tells anyone that the dividends are sustainable. It is important for us to convey to you the safety of the dividend. We are a value-based stock and have paid a dividend for more than 65 years. And we have increased the dividend every year for the past 4 years. We paid those dividends with the confidence that we have in the strategic direction of our transformation, and knowing that the dividend is providing part of the total shareholder return. It's important to note that we also have a healthy amount of cash on the balance sheet, $8 million at year end and $12 million on hand more recently. With these last two slides, we're conveying that the dividend is adequately funded and that we carefully monitor our ability to fund our dividend. The careful planning is actually integrated with our business plan. Let's talk about the stock price. Our talk here today has been about the last couple of years, our recent success, and of 2013 growth. This is a chart of the total shareholder return, share price, plus the reinvestment of dividends. The time period is the last 12 months. Inventus is the top red line compared with various indexes. So we've outperformed many benchmarks. In reality, we are all shareholders over the long run here at Inventus. As managers, we are stewards of long-term fiber assets, of long-term franchises, and long-term customer relationships. Likewise, as shareholders, we all need the long-term view of our company value. So this is why on this next chart, we show an 8-year look at our total shareholder return, both dividend and share price growth, the same time period as our transformation story here today. It shows the Inventus total return, the top line in red, compared with various common indexes. These charts are difficult to read, but they say that our stock had a 141% return over the 8-year period, compared with 51% for the S&P 500, 66% for the Russell 2000, 35% for the NASDAQ Telecom Index, and 50% for our industry peer index. Ours was 141%. Most any stock chart, whether it's in our 10K or on a NASDAQ website or this one, shows an Inventus shareholder received an excellent compound annual growth rate when accounting for their dividend and the share price changes. We have these charts available for handout, and this entire presentation is on our website. I will leave you by saying that our focus isn't on the share price. Our focus is on running a sound business plan. It is our belief that by executing a sound business plan, it will ultimately show up in the shareholder value. And with that, I'd like to turn it back over to John. John?
Thank you, Dave. I'd like to recap our strategic initiatives. We talk a lot about change and transformation today, but one thing that hasn't changed is the foundation of everything we do around improving the customer experience. It is a key priority for us to provide the best customer experience possible. We continue to grow our business services and expand our cloud-based service offerings. We'll expand last-mile fiber access networks and build fiber directly to business customers. We remain committed to our legacy service area and will work to enhance our broadband services, supporting over-the-top applications by delivering the bandwidth needed to support these services. And finally, we are focused on maintaining a strong balance sheet and managing the free cash flow of our company. As you consider or weigh your investments in Inventus, I'd like to recap our key investment highlights. First off, we have solid cash flow, a growing EBITDA stream, and a strong balance sheet. We have paid a dividend for more than 65 years, providing an important return on your investment. And we have a record of increasing this dividend, providing additional shareholder value. We have a targeted growth goal and are executing on this plan. Our revenue base is more diversified than at any time in our history, and we have growth in strategic lines of business. And lastly, we have a proven track record with 116 years of financial stability, delivering results and demonstrating our adaptability and our ongoing commitment to the communities we serve, the customers we serve, and to you as shareholders. I'd like to thank you one more time for approving our corporate name change. I'd also like to thank all of our employees, my executive team, for their efforts in executing on our strategic initiatives. And I'd also like to thank our board for their leadership and their guidance. And with that, I will turn the meeting back to Diane.
Thank you for joining us. It's an exciting time with the name change, and we're excited to be part of the Inventus team. If you have any questions, there are several executive members here and directors, and we'll adjourn this meeting. Thank you. There's refreshments in the back as well.
Thank you. Thank you.